1320 WILS. With all this talk about Syrian refugees and whether or not to bring them here, my next guest has a real perspective on it because he himself came to this country as a refugee. Dr. Vin Chung is the author of the book, Where the Wind Leads, A Refugee Family's Miraculous Story of Loss, Rescue, and Redemption. Dr. Chung, a refugee from Vietnam. Dr. Chung, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me here, Michael. Yeah.
And I should note that you came here as a refugee. You went on to go to Harvard. You went to Harvard Medical School. You're now a surgeon. What are your thoughts when you hear people worried about national security and bringing Syrian refugees here? What do you think yourself?
Well, you know, I can only speak for myself. My family left the country because the communists took over, and we had no choice. That was our only way to survive. And so my parents packed up their 8 children, and we went out to sea and became refugees. And we were eventually rescued by an American ship and sponsored by a church in Fort Smith, Arkansas. That's where I grew up.
Do you think it's different, though, comparing Vietnamese refugees to Syrian refugees, especially after the Paris attack?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the political situation is different now than it was in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. But my focus when I think about the refugees are when I look at the number of people that are just suffering. And so the facts are that about half of the refugees are children. Many of them are women, just innocent people who have been forced out of their countries. And so when I look at that, you know, I think that I see it more of a humanitarian crisis that we need to address.
Okay. Now, when you came to the U.S., what is that like when you first arrive? You don't speak English. How quickly was your family able to adapt?
Yeah, so my parents had 8 children. My father, I didn't know the language, but he had to find whatever job he could. And so he worked minimum wage, working with his hands, sweeping floors, standing on the assembly line, and just taking on jobs that nobody wanted. But through his hard work and sacrifice over 3 decades, he eventually had 3 more children. And today, all 11 of his children have graduated from universities.
Wow.
We hold 6 doctorates, 5 masters. We graduated from Harvard, Yale, Stanford.
Are you a typical refugee story, you think?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think when you look at my story, it is a story that is possible in this country. And that's what I was alluding to, is that, you know, in America, people take it for granted and see it very simplistically that the American dream is simply something that is that you can have whatever life you want and that is given to you. But the fact is that it requires many decades of just hard work and sacrifice.
Yeah. What is it about your family that everyone ended up being so successful? What made the difference?
Well, it's because we believe in a brighter future. We have good work ethic. We learned English, and we believe that we came to this country. We're grateful for the freedoms that we have here, and we just want to acquire skills through education and so that we can give back.
Yeah. And what did you get a lot of help from the government initially? What kind of support did you have when you showed up?
Yeah. Well, when we first showed up, a small Lutheran church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, sponsored my family. They helped us get on our feet the first 6 months that we're in this country. But very quickly, we became independent. But, you know, all along the way, I didn't do it by myself. We had churches that helped us. We had complete strangers who donated food and clothing to my family. Mm-hmm. I had wonderful teachers and coaches throughout my educational experience.
Okay, so there's a lot of support there. So 11 kids, are you guys all getting together for Thanksgiving? Or?
For Christmas, we are.
Christmas.
But yes, it's a big get-together.
Yeah. What do you think the U.S. should do here? Because, you know, the president wants to bring like 80,000 of these refugees in. The Congress says at this point we should stop all of them from coming in. How do you think the country should approach the problem?
Well, you know, I look at it more from the humanitarian perspective. Yeah, I think that in terms of immigration, we need to take all the safety precautions necessary, and I'm certainly not in a position to tell you what those steps need to be. Mm-hmm. But regardless of how many people we admit, whether it's 10,000 or 100,000, it's a small number compared to the 12 million people who are displaced. And so right now, what's weighing on my heart is, what do we do about these innocent people, millions of them,
as winter comes around? Why do you think America should be primarily responsible in these kinds of cases?
Well, I think the whole world is responsible. You know, when you think about the Holocaust during World War II, a lot of people look back and, you know, 20 years later, we think, oh, man, we should have done more. And perhaps maybe we wouldn't have 6 million people who died. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at this crisis, you know, what I don't want is to have the same sort of regret or the lack of action, because I believe that there's something that we all can do, even if it's just very small.
Dr. Vin Chung, the book is Where the Wind Leads, A Refugee Family's Miraculous Story of Loss, Rescue, and Redemption. And your parents are still alive then?
They sure are. They still live in Arkansas.
Yeah, and what does your dad do now? He said he worked minimum wage jobs for a long time. What was he up to?
He did, you know, so he spent 3 decades working with his hands on standing on the assembly line. He's finally retired now, and now all 11 of his children have graduated, and we're professionals serving communities across this country.
Yeah, they're not all Harvard grads, are they?
Well, we have Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, NYU, UPenn, and other universities. So I had one younger brother who went to Harvard with me.
Okay. Hopefully you guys got scholarships so your dad didn't have to cover all that.
We did. You know, and we're so grateful. The universities were so generous. There's so many scholarships out there. And, you know, I encourage anybody here, whether they're refugees or Americans, to recognize that in this country, if you work hard, you can move very far. But the requirement is that you must work hard.
Yeah, must work hard. Now, were there refugee families that came with yours from Vietnam that maybe things didn't turn out quite as well for?
Well, you know, there's certainly war, and I think that when you get a random group of people, you get the full spectrum. I mean, it's just like you pick any community, they're overachievers, they're underachievers, and they're average people. But in the community that I grew up in, there were about actually 4,000 to 5,000 Vietnamese refugees who settled there. And for the past, you know, you look at the past 20 years, I would say 80% of all the valedictorians were Vietnamese refugees.
4,000 to 5,000. Was that important to have thousands of fellow Vietnamese with you? Did that make a big difference for you?
It's hard to say because that's the only community that I knew, but I think yes, it certainly is, because at least you have some kind of social support. And it was through a Vietnamese church that my family got plugged in, and our faith was a big part of our, how we have an optimism for the future, and that was what that was part of what allowed me to succeed.
It still is. Faith is a big part of your life today.
It sure is. And that's why, you know, when my family was drifting in the South China Sea near death, it was World Vision. There was a Christian humanitarian organization that rescued my family. And today I serve on the board of directors of World Vision. Mm-hmm. And my book, Where the Wind Leads, all of my proceeds that I get from this book, I give back to World Vision so that we can continue to help the poor and the vulnerable across the world.
Before I let you go, you say you were floating in the middle of the ocean at that point, or the sea. How did your boat actually get found?
Yeah, so when we left Vietnam, we were crammed in this large boat, about, you know, almost 300 people, and we were attacked by pirates. Our boat made it to the beach of Malaysia, but there we were rejected by the refugee camps, and the Malaysian military crammed my family of 10 with 83 other people in this little fishing boat, towed us out to sea and just cut the ropes and left us to die. And the whole world has turned its backs on the Vietnamese refugee.
And so what happened? Did another boat came up and picked you up? Or?
Yes. So it was a boat sent by World Vision, a Christian humanitarian organization that came out to help refugees.
Incredible story. Well, there's a lot more to it. The book, The Wind Leads, Where the Wind Leads, Where the Wind Leads, the author, Dr. Vin Chung. Dr. Chung, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.